Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Can I give you one item quick before we get
please,
to the Celtics?
Please.
Just read this in the last break. Justin Tucker, I'm reading about Tucker. He's missed 250-plus yard field goals. You know, kickers this year in the NFL are 35 for 39 on kicks over 50.
You know, I wouldn't know it was that number, but just from this weekend watching a bunch of games, like Butker had that game winner. There was another game winner we had in What Happened that was deep. Like, guys are just hitting 50-plus yards.
I mean,
sure. Yeah.
Youngway Koo last night.
Oh, my God.
Because of idiot Drake London.
Wait, hold on a second.
Yeah.
What did Drake London do that was wrong?
He celebrated right in the ref's face.
Yeah, but he wasn't like showing up the
like
ref.
Firing off guns right
I
in the ref's face.
I thought they were allowed to celebrate. I was very confused by this. So Drake London, if you missed Monday Night Football, scores the game tying touchdown.
Yeah.
Shook Darius Slay like
tell
a
you,
bad habit.
Let me tell you, my fantasy matchup, I wanted nothing to do with overtime. We were probably on opposite ends of this one,
I needed Barkley.
I was not thrilled with Drake London.
So he shakes the pants.
Despite the anytime touchdown bet, I was not thrilled with that.
Yeah. So he shakes the pants off of Darius Slay. Oh. Touchdown. Great pass by Kirk Cousins. Saw it the whole way. Drake London scores a touchdown. He does a touchdown dance, which I thought was encouraged. I thought they
touchdown dances are encouraged. I think firing guns in the ref's face,
I think,
is discouraged.
You didn't have a real gun. You're painting a picture.
LSU hasn't been flagged for it once this year. They're like 100
no,
times.
No, that's not true. There was definitely a college game where guys got flagged for it. I think it was LSU.
Was it LSU?
Yes.
I was watching. They did it against South Carolina on Saturday.
So hold on a second. So Drake London
got firing up bazookas in the ref's face.
It wasn't directly in the ref's face, though. Ref shouldn't have been standing there. He was excited. It was a big touchdown. For the record, it was a fake gun.
Uh-huh.
He was shooting up in the air. So when like Brandon Cooks would do like the bow and arrow,
that's
a weapon. Would he get flagged for that? No.
He's just practicing archery.
Okay. Well, maybe he was just practicing like range.
At the shooting range.
Yeah, Ty Locke called in. He's going to shoot guns with Matt Light today.
Wiggy and Ty and Matt Light
shooting guns in the woods today.
Maybe you talked me into this.
So that was insane. But to your point.
Young Wake, who had to blast an extra long kick.
A 48-yard extra point to.
Hi, I'm Matt Light.
What's up, Matt? That wasn't Matt Light, guys. That was Ninkovich.
Believe it or not, Rob Ninkovich.
That was Frank Caliendo. Rob Ninkovich. No, so it was a 48-yard field goal, or I'm sorry, 48-yard attempt for the extra point, which they desperately needed, and he hit it.
Very impressive. So kickers are making all these long kicks. I guess my roundabout point is, while we've gotten on Jacoby Brissett, we've gotten on the coaching decisions, have we really gotten on Joey Sly enough for missing a kick that pretty much every kicker in the NFL makes?
Yeah, but, I mean, it got blocked.
Yeah.
It's part of it.
Sure.
I'm more on Brissett for putting him in that position.
No, I know you
with.
Are.
Yeah,
And I think you're right to be. I mean, I was with you yesterday when we were talking about it, but like,
do you think Joey kickers, Sly kickers is one are of those drilling, guys?
I don't know. Pretty much every kicker is making 50-plus yard field goals, except, oddly enough, Justin Tucker is over 2. They're 35 for 39 from over 50.
That is weird.
And he can't hit that kick the other day.
Yeah, he tried.
No, he tried.
You know,
that's true.
The line play got him.
Look, and you know Chad Ryland wasn't hitting the thing. Well, if it was in Denver.
First career. Oh, yeah, Ryland.
When you don't want him through.
Yeah. Ryland. Joey Sly. You're a Sly guy.
Sly guy.
Too Sly, Sly.
Sly and the Family Stone.
Sly, Sly.
Yeah.
That's Kajagoogoo.
Is that what? I got to be honest, that one went right over.
You
my
don't
head.
Know
Kajagoogoo?
Billy knows it. He's shaking his head in disgust, but he knows what I'm talking
what
about.
What is that? Is that a children?
Too Shy by Kajagoogoo. It's like Kajagoogoo. An 80s banger.
Kajagoogoo is an 80s banger.
Is it?
It's called Too Shy.
If you hear it, you'll have to know.
If I hear it, I might know it.
But what I did is I changed it to Too Sly.
I gotcha.
Because it's. Are you serious?
Nothing.
I think I'm
waiting for Vermont.
I think Vermont. I know. Maybe any day now they might get Kajagoogoo.
Yeah, Delilah will play that at some point.
That's good.
It.
Got Miami Weiss. Miami Weiss, number one new show.
Miami Weiss, number one new show. Hey.
Stop. Hammer time.
So if,
is that Eurotrip? What is that?
Bingo.
Yeah, nice.
I feel like if Joey Sly takes off, that could be his song.
I'm
first career, he's 20 of 32 from 50 plus. So
that's not good.
No,
20 of 32.
Right. Joey Sly only made the team because he's better than Chad Ryland. I look at Joey Sly.
But whose fault is that? He can't hit 50-yard field. Everybody makes 50-yard field goals. That's my point.
No. Remember when
this one wasn't even 50.
Remember when the Pats had Nick Folk?
Yes.
Big kick Nick Folk?
Sure.
Was nails inside of 40.
Yep.
And then, like, okay in the 40s. And then it was like, don't even attempt it after 50.
Don't even think about it.
I kind of think that with Joey Sly.
And, of course, the one time Bill thought about it, overtime against Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Missed. It's the one. Oh, just missed.
I mean, he was right.
Good line.
Just missed.
Yeah, strong line.
Yep. It was on.
It was on. Just, you know, about 10 yards short.
But yeah, I don't know. I mean,
I'm
with you.
Zone away.
Kickers do seem to be kicking 50 yarders with ease. The percentages are through the roof.
The only one Sly's missed was that one. But let's just face it. That was a pretty big kick is all I'm saying. And we've piled
on. There's leakage on the left there.
There was quite a bit of leakage.
There's a lot of guys flying in.
We blamed everybody else. The coaching staff, the offense, the
defense.
You're
putting this game on Sly.
Jacoby Brissett. Maybe now I've had a Tuesday epiphany. Put it on
your Tuesday take.
Too sly.
Let him down.
Yeah, let him down.
Where's Ryland? Bring Ryland back.
Meanwhile, this story came out over the weekend, and I don't know how much traction it's got because it came out on Saturday in the New York Post. They write, and maybe we should have inferred some of this. The Celtics' ballooning payroll allegedly sparked a rift within the family that owns the team, leading to the aging patriarch Irv Grosbeck.
Right.
To demand his free-spending son to sell the iconic franchise, the Post has learned. Irv Grosbeck, a 90-year-old Massachusetts-born entrepreneur who owns a controlling 20% stake in the team, roughly, balked at funding big losses on the horizon from the massive contracts that helped the Celtics capture a record 18th NBA championship in June, multiple sources told the Post. Wick Grosbeck, who owns roughly a 3% stake but is the front-facing owner, announced the surprise decision to put his beloved hometown team up for sale shortly after hoisting the NBA trophy. Quote, "That's what happens when dad puts in the most money," one source said. Ouch.
Okay.
The team barely broke even last year, Keith. Barely, which means they did.
They broke even. Yeah.
But barely broke even during their championship run, according to sources.
Well, they get paid in parades, is what I heard.
That is what I did hear before dad has stepped in.
Right.
They're expected to lose roughly $80 million this year. Lose.
Man.
$80 million because of luxury tax fines for being over the salary cap for the upcoming year, which tips off next month. That figure likely will rise significantly for the following year, 25-26, when harsher salary cap fines kick in. Quote, "Wick says he'll spend whatever it takes, but dad wasn't into losing money," another source said. The Grosbecks have contended they're selling the team for estate planning purposes when they made the stunning announcement. Wick reiterated that statement in speaking for the family when reached by the Post last Friday. The Grosbeck family is selling the team to estate and family planning considerations. To say the sale is in any way related to the loss of money is completely incorrect, he insisted. There has not been a capital call from ownership or any additional investment of any kind in the 22 years since Boston Basketball Partners bought the team, and we don't anticipate there being one. Irv Grosbeck did not return calls or emails when seeking comment.
Oh, boy. They have the right number?
Good question. Yeah. Shaughnessy thought he had him cornered and was going to answer emails, and then Irv Grosbeck thought better of it. So, look, should we have known this? Should we have expected this? I don't know if we ever really bought the estate planning thing back in the day. This sounds like it flies in the face of it's all good. Everything's happy within the Grosbeck family, and we're just making sure we're setting everybody up for life. It's a good time to sell. No. Irv balked at the big prices that his son was spending because it wasn't his son's money.
Yeah, 100% Wick did not want to sell the team, right? I mean, just the way the whole thing played out, every time we've heard him talk, every time he's been around the team, every kind of public appearance, and especially now, the team breaks through with this group of players, and the future is as bright as can be. All these guys are locked up for the long term, coach, GM, all the important players, and now you sell right at, like, weeks after. So there's no way, in my opinion, that Wick Grosbeck wanted to sell the team. So I'm sure Irv was looking at it and be like, man, this isn't as big of a moneymaker as I had thought.
They barely broke even, and who knows what that is, but barely broke even on the team. Which
also
means they made money, and they're going to lose $80 million next year?
Yeah, well, so then it makes sense for them to be like, it's got nothing to do with that, because you don't want to tell potential buyers that this thing is bleeding. This thing is like a boat with a bunch of holes in it.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? an easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Does this story matter? Because we probably could have guessed a lot of this. The Celtics were telling you that it was for estate planning purposes, but you could guess there was more going on there.
Yeah.
Does it matter to a potential buyer? They're going to lose $80 million on the team next year.
All that stuff matters to the buyer.
But what does that mean
for... No, it just means for the price. Like, I think the potential buyers still want the team. Like, they're well aware of the economics with these NBA teams. But they're probably saying, like, all right, you're not going to sell it to me for $6 billion if I have to come in here and, like, overpay.
And this
like,
was...
And for the next handful of years, they're probably going to be paying an insane amount for their... I mean, look at the salaries that they're paying. So they're going to have to figure that out. So it's just a negotiation tactic, I guess, for the potential buyer.
Yeah, and you got to wonder if it knocks the price down. And that was in the New York Post story. $6 billion's never going to happen, and I don't have the quote right in front of me, but something like that, and it's another, league source talking about it. Maybe closer to $5 billion. They detail some of the other sales, the Bucks, the Mavericks, teams like this. I was about to say, Pags can't pay for a team if they're losing $80 million a year, but maybe he's the one leaking some of this to knock the price down and make it a little more affordable.
By the way, you don't really want this.
They lost $80 million trying to scare off Bezos.
Yeah,
so maybe that's what's going on.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.